You know what I always enjoyed is John Wayne, America Why I Love Her.
Oh, that's
a good
one.
If you haven't found that on, go to any website, search engine, type in John Wayne, Why I Love America. You'll have a couple different YouTube options. Just click on any of them, and that is worth the time. It's only like 3 or 4 minutes.
And if you really want to cry, listen to Red Skelton's Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, when I go to a ball game and they play the Star Spangled Banner, I tear up. Every time I hear that song, no matter where I am, I tear up. Let's get back to the callers. But before we do, I'd like Bill Jenkins of Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping to talk just a little bit. Thank you for joining us today and helping us, because you know me well enough. I've known Bill since you was about this tall. Working for your dad was one of my very, very first jobs. I would actually take the old van and go down to Sprinkler World and Indian School, and this is back in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
And
they'd first opened.
Because
they're
still there, too.
Because I was expelled from school, my dad didn't think it'd be a good idea for me to just sit around. So I would drive the van in the mornings and load it all up with parts, slip this, slip thread that, pipe and everything else, bring it back to your dad's house. And that's when Dale Masetic would show up in the afternoon, and then they'd all go out and do their install. Oh, so yeah. It was my job keeping the truck equipped.
And my parents love you.
Well, Rachel and Bill are very special friends.
Yeah.
So y'all been at it a long time.
We have. Second-generation landscape contractor in the Phoenix area, and I obviously worked for my dad for many years. Started my own company in 2000 called Think Green and Irrigation and Landscaping. We're a design-build firm. We're based in the Scottsdale Air Park, but we do cover the entire valley.
And if folks wanted to get a hold of you?
Well, start by looking us up on the web at www.thinkgreenaz.com.
And, of course, you're one of the few Rosie-certified full-service design-build landscapers. So you can also find them at rosieonthehouse.com. And if they are in a position to write down a phone number, what number would you have them?
Give us a call at 480-922-9497. We'd love to talk to you.
Well, and right now we're going to talk to Denise. Good morning, ma'am. Welcome to the program. Calling in from Glendale this morning.
Good morning, Denise. How are you?
Denise wants to. How are you? Thank you. I do love that John Wayne thing as well.
Amen. Right. And Denise has a question about landscaping her dog, but before she can ask that question, I get to ask you a question, Denise.
Okay.
On July 4th, 1776, the Declaration of Independence was adopted by the Second Continental Congress. In what city did that Congress convene?
Philadelphia.
There you go. Very good. All right, darling, your turn to ask a question.
Okay, my question is, I live in a patio home. I have a small yard, but I have a Rottweiler, a big dog, and a little Chihuahua mix, and we want to landscape the backyard so that it's friendly for my dog.
Sure.
But also to be a nice area for my family. And I cannot use grass, and nor do I want to use grass. I live in the desert. So my husband's allergic to grass, so I don't want to use that. So I need some good ideas as far as what's the easiest way as far as dog cleanup, but also a nice area for my family.
Well, as far as landscape design for a small area like that, you just want to make sure we're not using plants that are too large for the area. Certainly consider the exposures. If we have a very sunny area, we might want to get some shade in there. And that's a nice selection of small trees that we can plant for shade that'll work in a patio home situation. Obviously not going to put a really large tree like an ash or a Chinese elm in, but there is a nice selection of small things, such as a yellow bird of paradise, Texas ebony, might even do a purple plum, wide selection. A lot of this just depends on the other elements in the landscape. But create some shade. You might consider, if you don't want to mow lawn, but you'd like to see some green, some of the new artificial turfs.
Good call.
That's a possibility. Obviously, it's really just a green patio because it's prepared like a patio underneath. It is permeable, so if you have the dog go on there, it can be washed off and cleaned.
The new variations of that are very pet-friendly.
Very realistic looking.
Some of the original, earlier vintage stuff kind of would get a little odoriferous.
AstroTurf.
Yeah, but the new ones are very, very pet-friendly. That is a great suggestion. The other suggestion for easy cleanup for Denise and landscaping the backyard, if I were concerned about easy cleanup and I was in a patio home with a fairly small yard, I would put a doggy door in the wall between me and my neighbor's house.
Okay, that'll work out fantastic. Put the food bowl over there.
There you go. So, Bill Jenkins of Think Green Irrigation. Again, your phone number, thanks for tuning in. We've got a couple people that are left on hold, Patrick and Carmen. But just know, Bill's going to give you all a ring. We're going to pick y'all's phone number up offline. Bill's going to call you, and you're going to get one-on-one attention. For everybody else who would like to reach Think Green, how would they do that?
Give us a call, 480-922-9497.
And again, our topic of the day was landscaping for protection and security around your house. You do that with hardscape. You do that with species selection. And mm-hmm. you mentioned in particular segmented. Mm-hmm. That's a choya cactus.
Correct.
A staghorn, a nasty, nasty cactus. And then the prickly pear with the really long spikes.
Well, if you really don't like whoever's going to come over the fence.
Yeah, who is, which one, which variety of prickly pear is that?
I forgot the common name on that one.
Okay.
I have to be honest.
The one you recommended earlier,
Santa Rita. Santa Rita is just so pretty. I love the purple pads.
Yeah, okay. And then lighting, of course. We can do that with motion detectors, and we can do it all kinds of ways. And now with the LED lighting, we just keep the large yard lit up all night. Right? But I'm going to come back and talk to y'all about where in home security do you most often have the house violated, and what time of day is it most often violated. Both very interesting statistics when we get back.